From Spark and Anvil and Crown Tales, this is The Combination, Leapford, Skipjack, Prong, in Chapter 1 of the Crown Tales cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Draftsmith, the master, set up a position that looked to any beginner completely even, and told three of his tactical students that hidden inside it was a way to win four pieces in a single turn. "None of you can find it alone," he said. "Prong, you see threats. Leapford, you know the forced jump. Skipjack, you chain captures. But this," he gestured at the quiet, balanced board, "is a combination. And a combination is what happens when your three moves become one idea." The three of them leaned in. It genuinely looked like nothing. That, Draftsmith knew, was exactly what made it beautiful. Prong saw it first, because Prong always looked at the empty squares. "There," she said, pointing not at a capture, but at a modest central square. "If I move here, I threaten two of your pieces at once. A fork. You can only save one." Leapford frowned. "So you win one piece? That's not four." "Right," Prong said. "One fork alone wins one piece. On its own, it's just a nice little threat." She sat back. "But I don't think this fork is for winning a piece. I think it's for forcing you to move where I want. Because the only way to save the forked piece is to move it to," she traced a line, "that square. There's no other escape." She looked at Leapford. "And once your piece is on that square, it's your rule, not mine, that does the rest." Leapford took it from there, because the forced capture rule was his whole world. "If Prong forks you," he said slowly, working it out, "and you save the piece by moving it there, then it's sitting right next to my piece. And the rule of this game is, if a jump is available, you must take it." His eyes widened. "So on my turn, I'm forced to jump it. But that's fine, because I want to. The forced capture rule usually feels like a handcuff, but Prong just used it as a lever." He looked at Prong with new respect. "You didn't just threaten two pieces. You maneuvered my opponent's piece onto the exact square where the rules themselves hand it to me." "The rule forces everyone," Prong said, grinning, "including your opponent. If you can control where the forced jump happens, you control the game." "But Leapford's single jump only won one piece too." He paused. "This still isn't four." That was Skipjack's moment, and she'd been quietly counting the whole time. "It's four," she said, "because of where Leapford lands." She stepped to the board. "When Leapford is forced to make that first jump, his piece doesn't just capture and stop. It lands next to another one of the opponent's pieces, which means he must jump again. And that landing sits beside a third. And a fourth." She traced the chain, her fingers skipping across the board in a single, unbroken line. Jump, 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 jump. Four enemy pieces swept away in one move. "That's the whole combination," she said, a little breathless. "Prong's fork forces the opponent onto the setup square. The forced capture rule compels the first jump. And the geometry of the position turns that one jump into a chain that takes everything." The three of them stared at the board, where a position that had looked dead even was about to lose four pieces to a sequence none of them could have built alone. Draftsmith watched them see it, really see it, and said what he'd brought them together to learn. "Any one of you had a piece of it. Prong, a fourth that wins one. Leapford, a jump that wins one. Skipjack, a chain that needs a reason to start." He tapped the board. "But a combination isn't three tactics added up. It's three tactics that depend on each other, in order. Prong's fork is worthless without the force jump to exploit it. The force jump is worthless without Skipjack's chain waiting past it. And Skipjack's chain can't start without Prong's fork forcing the setup. Take away any one, and the other two collapse into small, ordinary moves." He looked at the three of them. "That's why the best players don't hunt for good moves. They hunt for good sequences, moves that only make sense together." Prong ran the combination, and 4 enemy pieces came off the board in a single sweeping turn, and Skipjack actually whooped. Leapford, who had spent his whole life thinking the forced capture rule was a constraint on him, looked at how Prong had turned it into a weapon and said with real wonder, "I've been reading that rule backwards this whole time." "We all only had a third of it," Prong said, and for once she wasn't smiling slyly, she just looked glad. "It only became beautiful when we put the thirds in order."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the combination, Leapford, Skipjack, Prong. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.